Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Dr. Louisa, taking the lid off of domestic abuse, domestic violence. Please have an instrument ready to document information we're going to share on you with you on today. We're going to try several times during our 14 minutes together to give you the national hotline number for domestic violence, domestic abuse. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. We thank you very much for joining in and tuning in with us on today. Hopefully, we will share information that you may use for yourself, a family member, a friend, or a coworker, or you can just pass the information along in meeting someone. So let's just get started into this conversation on today. Now, to be giving basic information you should know about abuse. And next week, we will probably go back to dissecting psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. One thing we do want to say is this is going to be a very long subject matter to take to discuss because there is so much involved in psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. What we want you to know, what we always want to remember to say, if you find yourself in a physical, abusive relationship, psychological, or emotional abusive relationship, it is not your fault. Do not blame your fault for being in such a relationship. Also, we want to say, if you're on the computer or your iPad or your phone, and you see the icon up there that says follow, if you click that link, you will be notified when the next show will start. And also, I want to say that I still have just a little bit of respiratory infection going on, post nasal drip. Well, it's cleared up, and I'm still a little nary. You can hear that in my voice. And what we want to start off by saying is 20 people per minute are physically abused by an emotional partner. And I know we're not talking about physical abuse, but I just want you to know that emotional abuse can precede physical abuse, okay? So here is what we want to talk about today. Signs that a family member, friend, peer, a dating partner. There are some signs just to let you know that it is verbally abusive. If someone is calling you names, anytime someone engages in name calling, it is a form of verbal abuse. Even if the names are said in a neutral tone, this is not acceptable treatment of another person. Excuse me. They use words to shame you. Examples include critical, sarcastic, or mocking words that are meant to put you down. These may be comments about the way you dress, talk, or your intelligence. Basically, shaming is any comment that makes you feel inferior or ashamed of yourself. And that is the aim of emotional and psychological abuse, is to make you feel inferior and ashamed of yourself. So we do not want you to feel that way at all. They make jokes at your expense. Typically, verbally abusive people will make you the butt of their jokes. This can be done in private or in person. But if you don't find it funny, then it is not harmless fun. What's more, verbally abusive people usually select jokes that attack an area where you feel vulnerable or weak. And I can recall, as I'm reading that statement, I've been married 34 years. Since June the 4th, I can recall at one point my husband told me, and he also talked about someone else as well, but he told me that I am not a nurse and that nurses are nasty people, and that is most definitely not true. So it was attacking me in such an area to make me feel bad about myself. They humiliate you in public. When you are insulted in public by a peer, friend, or family member, or someone that you're dating, this can be very, very painful. And one thing I want to say, since you also want to give basic information, find yourself in an abusive relationship. Document what's going on. And if you feel comfortable and just document it, and if you have to call the police for whatever reason, you want to get a copy of the police report. Okay, you want to get a copy and keep it for your record. The national hotline number for domestic violence, domestic abuse is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And for the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-00. 787-3224. And as you already know, and you really need to capture this, when a person is abusing another person, it's exerting power and control over the person. That's the whole reason for doing it, is so that the person that's doing the abusing can have power and control over another person. Domestic violence is the main cause of death for women ages 15 to 44. And as I said, if you're able to go back and read, I'm sorry, listen to some of the previous broadcasting, especially from the beginning, you will get some very basic information about domestic violence. Signs of emotional abuse include agitation, anxiety, constant apprehension, and changes in sleep habits. That's whether you're sleeping too much or just not sleeping enough. So pay attention to how you feel if someone says something to you that you do not like. Pay attention to how it makes you feel. Are you uncomfortable in what has been said to you? Sometimes it takes talking to a close friend or a family member to find out what's going on. Emotional abuse aimed at putting you down, name calling, and being inconsistent. Okay? The reason why a person is able to abuse someone else is because this is how they have learned how to solve problems in the past. They have exerted control and power over others through being abusive. And no one has stopped this behavior in the past. So whether this is physical abuse or emotional abuse. And doesn't necessarily have to be this way, but individuals that have grown up in homes that have domestic violence, that's where they've learned it. That's where they picked it up from. The abuser also wants the person they're trying to gain power and control over, or the person that they have power and control over, is to think that they're crazy and that they're misinterpreting or overreacting. They play mind games with you, and they humiliate you and make you feel guilty and ashamed. And there is a cycle in abuse, and that's catchy about it. The person can be emotionally abusive to you 1 minute, and the next thing you know, they're so nice as though nothing has happened. And this attitude that they have to be able to switch their personality to be so loving and so kind is what makes the person that's being abused feel like this person is going to change, this person is okay. And this is not true. They do is they turn on the charm. You know, years ago it was called the honeymoon phase. They turn on the charm. We have about 4 minutes left. So they criticize you. They yell, they scream, swear at you. Anytime someone yells or curses at you, this is a display of power, and the goal is to control and intimidate you into submission. And as we go back to really dissect psychological and emotional abuse, you're going to be able to see that the abuser is really, really very manipulative in how they are able to gain this power and control. And this is something very important. They make threats, and no threat should ever be taken lightly. When people make threats, they are trying to control and manipulate you. Remember, there is no better way to control someone than to make them feel fearful in some way. The goal of the abuser, control you by making you feel bad about who you are. There's a scripture that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And as I was here sitting earlier getting information for future talks to dissect really psychological and emotional abuse, I realized that so many times we encounter problems, or we get involved in things because we are unaware of what's going on. We haven't been introduced to this subject. So by the grace of God, I'm taking this time to introduce you to domestic violence in a way that you've never heard before. Just because you don't get knocked around, bruised, hit places where no one can see your wounds, emotional, psychological abuse is just as damaging as getting hit. Because once this happens, you are going into the web of the abuser. And the one thing about it is you do not see it when it's coming. But as we continue to go into the subject matter, in the weeks to come, you're going to really see how you will be able to detect this and pass the information on to other people so that they will not be found in the same predicament. So I hope you have enjoyed the show today. 800-799-7233. I don't think there is much basic information to share. We may say just a couple of words on next week, and then we're going to really begin to get into dissecting, as we first started off in this series, domestic abuse as it relates to psychological and emotional abuse. And please, write a comment. Don't be ashamed. Write a comment. Let me know if there's a subject matter you'd like me to cover that I haven't covered yet. If you have questions, you can write down your questions. And I want to thank you very much for taking your time to listen. And please make sure and share this information with someone else. There is no boundary whatsoever to be abused. No race, no creed, no religion, no distinction between who can be abused. Have a great day.